So, you have a new Jurassic movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, thank God. It's about time we give this franchise a soft reboot. It's been years since the last movie.
Yeah, I mean, like, two.
That's more than one, and therefore my pluralization was warranted. It's time for some milking.
And milk it we shall, sir.
So get this, in this one, it turns out there was another dino island.
Oh my God, how many islands do these dino folks have going?
As many as we want.
Beautiful. So what was going on this one?
Well, there was a frickin' secret lab where they were working on mutant dinosaurs.
Why were they doing that?
So we could have some new toys to sell.
Ah, that's exactly the kind of research I love.
And this one frickin' lab guy drops a Snickers wrapper which gets sucked into a door vent, and you can imagine what that does.
Kind of jams that one door.
Destroys the entire containment system and sets all the dinos free. That's right.
What? Why would that be the mechanism's reaction to something going in a vent?
I don't know.
Was this place built by the same people that built the Death Star?
Sure, I don't care. Anyway, fast forward 17 years.
What?
Now it's 2027.
In the movie.
Correct.
Okay, because in the real world, I intend to have made three more of these by that year.
Right, so now in the movie, we're after the events of the last Jurassic World movie, and dinos have been, like, living amongst humans.
Oh, we are, all right.
But turns out dinosaurs can't really survive with us, so they either died or went down to the equator.
Got it.
And the dinosaurs that are still around, people don't care about them anymore.
Why not?
Because the novelty's worn off and there's too much going on in the world.
We're going with the bored of dinosaurs thing again.
People famously get tired of looking at wild creatures after the novelty wears off, sir. That's why there was only ever one zoo and it did not catch on.
It's not accurate.
So we're gonna meet this rich pharma guy, Krebs, and he wants to go to that secret island and get some DNA samples because he could use, like, dino blood to make heart disease cures or something.
Okay.
So he hires this operative lady, Zora, to bring him there, and this is all super secret and illegal what they're doing.
So she's gonna help Mr. Krebs with his secret formula?
Exactly.
Is Plankton gonna try to steal it?
Hey, respect that, please.
What? Did you install that sign? This is my office.
So they also hire this paleontologist, Dr. Loomis, and they head down to the equator and meet up with an old friend of Zora's, Kincaid.
Wait, where's the dinosaur food?
And Kincaid's team is gonna be there, too.
Oh, there it is.
So then we're gonna find out about Zora and Kincaid's sad backstories. They've got, like, dead kids and dead partners and divorces and stuff.
How are we gonna find all that out?
Well, as you know, the classic rule of screenwriting is show, don't tell.
Sure.
So I was thinking we just show them telling each other.
Oh, smart!
Anyway, so now what they have to do is get three blood samples, one from Big Water Dino, one from Big Air Dino, and one from Big Land Dino.
Very exciting!
So on the boat on the way to the island, they stop and rescue this family that got attacked on their boat by Big Water Dino.
Why was the family out on a boat in dino water
so that they can be in the movie now?
Got it. So they're gonna bring this family along with them to the super secret and super illegal mission.
Exactly. But then they all get attacked by water dinos and end up shipwrecked on the island.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and that family, they get split up from the team, so we're gonna cut back and forth between those stories.
Well, feels a little disconnected.
Feels like you could take out the family and it wouldn't really affect anything at all.
Absolutely.
But now we're giving people two almost completely separate movies for the price of one.
Oh, that's a good deal.
It is. So it turns out, as a plan B, Zora hired a helicopter to circle the island in 24 hours, so they gotta get to this checkpoint.
Okay.
And along the way, Dr. Loomis gets to touch a nice dinosaur, so obviously he's pretty emotional about that.
Oh, has he not seen a real dinosaur before?
No, he has, pretty much every day.
Oh, but this one's standing in a field.
Oh, that is slightly different.
And meanwhile, in that separate family movie, the little girl's gonna become friends with a tiny dinosaur and name it Dolores.
Aw, baby dino? That sounds super marketable.
It is, but later they're also gonna encounter a T-Rex.
That's the dinosaur from the logo.
Yeah, and the older daughter of this family, she's gonna inflate a raft right in the face of the sleeping T-Rex, so they gotta outrun it.
Oh, did she not know it was there when she inflated a raft in its face?
No, she did.
Oh, interesting decision.
So they rush down the river, but then the little girl gets picked up with the raft by the T-Rex.
Oh, no.
But she manages to get away, and they all manage to get away on the raft and paddle away.
Did the T-Rex teeth not pierce the raft?
Not even a little.
Soft tooth dinos are tight.
So eventually everybody ends up at the extraction point, but the frickin' lights turn on and that attracts some mutant raptors.
Ooh.
And some of the people are gonna hide inside this gas station, and we're gonna do kind of like that kitchen scene from the original, but much more intense.
Intense how?
There are gonna be so many more product placements.
Oh, I like that. You've somehow improved upon a classic scene.
And then the frickin' evil rich guy tries to steal the samples and get away on a helicopter, but the helicopter gets eaten, and then after he does too.
Eaten by what?
The big final boss. It's called the D-Rex.
T-Rex and it's super scary.
What does it look like?
Like if a T-Rex sprouted some useful arms and got bonked on the head real hard.
Oh, very scary.
And this thing's attracted to light, but the boat they're trying to get away on now, it's generating light.
Oh man, gonna be tough to get out of that situation. Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yes, he Kincaid grabs a flare and lures it away into the jungle. Flare distractions do happen in these movies. Nothing like a good flare distraction.
Yeah, so he freaking sacrifices himself.
Oh, he dies.
Well, actually, no. We're gonna think that he dies, but he somehow survives, so they turn around and pick him up with the boat.
How do they know he survived?
He lights a flare to get their attention.
And that suddenly no longer attracts the D-Rex.
No, because the movie's pretty much done now.
Well, fantastic. And that little girl, turns out she brought Dolores with her, so that's very cute.
I thought you said the dinosaurs couldn't really survive alongside humans.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. I guess Dolores is gonna die, but we're not gonna show that.
Yeah, let's not show that.
So the good guys ride off on this boat, and they intend to share the samples with the whole world.
Aren't they still in the dino-infested waters they had to abandon ship for earlier?
Hey, shut up. So that's about it. What do you think?
Well, we've got dinosaurs, we've got the Jurassic brand. Let's slap a new Marvel actor on this thing and call it a soft reboot.
Money!
Money, money, easy money!
Hi, this is Ryan George from The Thing You Just Watched. Please enjoy this slideshow from The Thing You Just Watched.